Glad. civilians have been killed in South Vietnam? How many, deliberately, how many assassinated? And then in terms of the destruction, listing the destruction, Quang Tri was destroyed, the way has been badly damaged, Saigon has been, even Saigon has been rocketed. But you know what I mean, you can go over city after city, you can say 35 cities of a population of blank have been almost totally wiped out of the North Vietnamese in their offensive, their latest offensive. Then go into a little few gory details with regard to how many hospitals, orphanages, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I doubt we can get it played by anybody, but I am going to give it to a few people so that they'll try, only for the purpose of pointing out that we have a double standard thing, that the theater is just damn hypocritical. When American airmen risk their darn lives flying in the heaviest flight in the world, risk their lives, and then and do their very damage by, if they were just flying over there in order to do aerial bombing, we wouldn't have lost nearly as many planes, would we, Admiral? No, if it had been aerial bombing. I mean, if you just went in and taken out Hanoi, you have no problem. But you know, they're trying to hit these little pinpoint the docks and pinpoint the railroad station and pinpoint the power station, isn't that right, man? And that's why we lose 15 guards. And the only accident to a hospital and so forth is not done because of deliberation. They've been damn good, as a matter of fact.
Well, Mr. President,
so I just feel that this record should get out now.
Colonel,
get that record done. And Henry, don't you bother with it. I want that record done, and I want you to get a copy to Bill, I want you to get a copy to Mel, and get a copy over to Colson's office. And let's get a little bit out.
That's a last point, President, is it's a really strong point. In other words, if you'd done bombing, it was not a pinpoint bombing, you wouldn't have lost many men.
Right. And also the thing, but also, but let me just say that we hit the double standard. How many hospitals? There are 14 hospitals that have been totally destroyed, 35 orphanages. Let me tell you the story.
School.
How many schools? Totally destroyed, deliberately destroyed. Just in a very personal sense, I was there in 1967. And I was in Vietnam. I was not an officer. I watched the fly from over the damn place. I don't care where I got shot or not. And so the little helicopters and these guys right inside saddle up there and so forth. But they went down, way down in the devil. An American Vietnamese steel hospital. And, you know, there's some things are actually, some things don't, but going through hospitals, to me, the worst thing you can possibly, almost the worst thing that was to see, you know, and so on. So I went through this hospital and I saw the Vietnamese guys and our guys and all shot. Then I went into the children's ward. And there was a Catholic nun there and said, would you come see this little child? So I did. And the doctor asked me to do two. And so I went in. And there was, you know, there's all little children, black, white, dumb, and so forth, are very attractive. But little Vietnamese children are like angels. Their faces are just, you know, angels. And here's how this beautiful child, about 12, in the hospital. She had lost one leg. The North Vietnamese had been in operation. Just kicked the shit out of her little hand. She had lost one leg. One arm. You know, it was a... And they operated. And that next day, the doctor was going to have to amputate the other leg.
And I'll never forget the expression on her face.
She just sailed through and she smiled and so forth. I came back, bought a doll for her in New York, and sent it out to her and her. She lived through the operation. But I thought of that.
And of course, you think of that in the heart, too. But the point that I make is that
killing civilians, women, children, anything, is a deliberate policy of North Vietnam. It has been for 11 years. And goddammit, somebody's got to say it. We say it.
certain area that it did take out a civilian section. That's the place they show everybody, but they don't explain to them exactly what happened in the situation. I have pictures that show exactly what happened in the situation. As far as the hospital is concerned, there was a one bomb crater in that particular area. And when you're dropping 50 to 60,000 bombs from B-52s in Haiphong and Hanoi, you're going to have a few that aren't going to be right on target. You can't help that, Mr. President. And we shouldn't be on the defensive all the time about these. Now, they get up and have these press conferences, and they keep the only questions we get are responding to a negative charge that is made. And I don't believe that we in the Defense Department shouldn't always be in a defensive position in this area. I understand why other people in town may have to do that, but I don't think that we should be in a position where we don't show what a fine job
But Mel's line is the line of going out and putting it out publicly if you don't have your television screen. It'll be one hell of a story. Now you can go to an individual basis where you could brief members of the Congress who are asking about it, and you show them the damn stuff. Then they'll go out and make their speeches and say, I've seen the stuff, and this is this and that. Could that happen?
Mr. President, I want to serve your interest.
Go ahead.
What we decide is, why don't we go ahead and talk about the
pictures
and talk about what we're going to do afterwards. All right. We're going to talk about the conclusion.
All right. I'd like to start with the, just briefly outline the operation. I thought it was one important aspect of it, I think Henry in particular should know about next week. We actually had 731 B-52s over North Vietnam, and they were operating against 40 targets. As you recall, Mr. President, we estimated that we would lose about 2%.
Ready to talk.